Welcome to the Indie Music Room, a conversation with independent artists about writing, recording, performing, and promoting their original music. And now here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Heather Kelly with the Indie Music Room, and I'm excited to introduce you to our next guest. It's Jeremy Frey, and I think right now he's kind of out in Michigan somewhere, but you know, I think you were born close in Ohio, perhaps, like out that direction. So what I want to do is I want to share this next 30 minutes with you guys, and I'm going to let him tell everybody and all of our fans how he got started in music from the beginning. Hey, how you doing tonight? It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me about it. Okay. All about it. Like, I came out of the womb and I learned how to play guitar. No, I don't know. tell me your story.
I'll go back that far. We'll start at the beginning. I grew up in Northwest Ohio, a little town. And I've always been into music since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. My parents both had really good tastes in music. So I always loved, you know, collecting albums, cassettes, CDs. And I also had a lot of music on my dad's side of the family. My uncles all played music. They played in different bands. At a certain point, when I was about 10, they were actually played in a trio together.
Okay.
Which was actually a really big deal for me at the time, you know, because just to see your uncles up there, you know, playing music together,
mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of showed me that, you know, it's attainable, you know, to play if you want to.
Truly. Yeah.
And, and I think that was also very inspiring to my cousin who, I was close to growing up. He's a year younger than me, and he actually went on to play guitar professionally for a number of years.
I'm sorry. What's his name?
His name is Michael Frey.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting you were saying that. I felt the connection to you because my dad too was in a band. And I think when you're musicians, you kind of come from that crap, you know, but I remember sitting in a parking lot watching my dad play on a stage, like on 4th of July or something. So we kind of have that similar background, but so you met you. Okay. So moving on, you connected with.
So, growing up, just always into music. And then I went to college at Bowling Green in Ohio. And I met a good friend of mine, Tony, and we were both really into music. And so we just started to get together in my college apartment and started, you know, playing guitars. And just, you know, we on a Friday night, we would we'd get a pizza and get some beer and we would just, you know, play guitars.
And you already knew how, or that's when you learned how to?
I already knew how at that point.
You knew how. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. So growing up, you know, I picked up the drums, I would say maybe 8 or 9.
Wow.
And then when I got into high school, that's when I got more serious about learning guitar. So,
mm-hmm.
So in college, that's, you know, kind of when I started to write songs or collaborate on songs. Tony and I collaborated on several songs that kind of make up the foundation of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, it was, I think, a great learning experience and just a lot of fun for both of us, you know, to play together.
Cool.
So between the time of college and when I recorded the first version of this album, which was 2013, I lived a few different places. I was, you know, I played in different bands, started to accumulate kind of my own collection of songs,
yeah,
you know, collaborations with different people through the years and whatnot. And so in 2013, I basically decided, you know, I want to record all these songs that I have. And, you know, some of them were mine, but some of them were collaborations with friends and things like that. So it was just this kind of eclectic, you know, mix of songs that I just wanted to record professionally. So recorded the first version in 2013. At the time, I was in a band that was recording at this guy, Jamie's home studio. And I asked if he would be interested in recording this project that I had, you know, just this collection of songs. And he was on board. So
now, Jamie, I know Jamie. I've heard of Jamie's name before. So didn't he I can't think of the name of that place. Real Sound or something?
Yeah.
Or is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I've heard his name before. So that's cool. And then
yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just was like, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. No, he's a well-known musician and producer in the Detroit area.
Okay.
So it doesn't surprise me that you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I said, I was in a band at the time recording in his studio. And then he and I started working on, my own project. And I had my friends and collaborators also come in and record parts. So it was just a really fun experience, to record the album.
Yeah.
It was done really quickly, I would say. Kind of by choice, I didn't really want to labor over it too much. I just wanted to record it. And then so over the years, I would revisit it occasionally and think about, what could I do to, maybe improve this or that, or just, make it better. And so at the end of 2022, I reached out to Jamie and I asked, number one, does he still have all the master, the master files, all the tracks? And if so, would he be interested in just revisiting it and just kind of chipping away at it and just, make it better? And he was interested. So through the course of last year, I have a day job, so this was basically on the weekends and some evenings. But over the course of 2023, we just basically, rebuilt the album from the ground up. Added some new songs, cut some things I didn't think were strong. Re-recorded all the drums, re-recorded a lot of the other parts. Had my uncles come in and play on a song. So this is really kind of the version that I always wanted it to be. I'm really happy with how this version of it came out.
Sometimes patience is the answer because I did not hear the 2013 release, but I did hear this one and I found it pleasing. Tell me about the first song today. We're going to talk about thoughts, the thoughts. Or was it, which one were we? The thoughts, right?
The Thoughts wasn't on the 2013 version of the album. So The Thoughts was a song that I wrote the words for a long time ago, and I didn't really do anything with the words. So when I decided to revisit the album, I thought I would like to actually finish this song. I thought it would be a good addition to the album. So I, kind of picked the song up. I had a vague idea of a melody that I had originally come up with when I wrote the words. So I finished the song. And then I had the idea, since this is a new song, we have to record the parts. It'd be really fun and cool to get my uncles to come in and basically, play all the instruments on it. So I sing on it, I play rhythm guitar, but it's my uncles on everything else. So I never had a recording of me with my uncles, so this is really special to get them on the song and to have them on the album.
Now, refresh my memory. Is this the one that has a video? One of the, I mean, there's two of the three that have videos. This one, okay. So that's what I thought. I don't have my other monitor in front of me tonight, but what I will say is, everybody, let's take a break and go ahead and listen to the thoughts as well as watch the video. We'll be right back with you.
Drive you crazy.
The thoughts with the video. Now tell me a little bit about your video creations. Who, like, how do you do that? Where is it, who records it? And it's fun that you do that. I think songs mean so much when you can actually get a visual of what, you know, the artist was thinking at the time. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I agree with you, and thank you. It's all my own creations. I thought, you know, having my uncles come into the studio was just a really cool thing, you know, to do. And I wanted to document it. And so I brought a camera, you know, just a little handheld camera into the studio while they were recording their parts. And I got some footage of them playing. We set up the camera and, you know, I got some footage of me singing, you know, and so I edited everything and put it all together. So the video is my creation.
It's so cool.
Yeah, well, thank you.
What did you edit it in? Did you have to learn how to edit all that stuff? And
No, I've dabbled in, you know, audio and video. So, you know, I've kind of already had those skills. Good. So
otherwise, it would be so daunting to learn a new thing. And yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your recording process. Are you in a, you go to a studio, or do you typically maybe do some stuff at home, or like, do you have a home? I don't know. What's your thing?
Well, I would say that I've always been much more interested in recording than writing songs or even becoming really proficient on an instrument. I've always been really inspired by musicians that, you know, play all the instruments on the recordings.
Yeah.
And that was always really inspiring to me as a kid. So as a kid, you know, I learned drums and guitar. And if you can play guitar, you can probably play bass. So I was able to always record all my little instrumental ideas myself, you know, just overdub, you know, all the parts. You know, when I get ideas for songs, a lot of times I'll just, you know, record them myself. And I have a huge backlog of a huge archive of instrumental ideas that I would love to do something with someday, you know, collaborate.
I got 20 terabytes of hard drive sitting around just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's interesting. I dropped my glasses first and foremost, but it's interesting. You mentioned something about if you can play the guitar, you can kind of translate that to bass or whatever. You know, I played violin. That was my instrument of choice going through high school and then, you know, into my career. But it's interesting is everybody thinks I could pick that up because I play a string instrument. But the fact that the G is the bottom instead of, I mean, it's so different to me. It's like almost it's inverted, or it's something where I can't do it. My brain doesn't go there. So I like the fact that, and I think every guitar player could probably pick up the bass and such. So it is interesting. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's transferable for some things, but maybe not for others, like classical instruments.
Yeah. Well, at least not for this brain. So, yeah. All right. Let's talk about the next song, Turtle. And I noticed there's a turtle on the cover of your album. What does the turtle represent?
So the song Turtle originally was an instrumental idea that I came up with. And I originally recorded a demo of the song with a friend of mine, Jeff, who played bass on it. And I thought that as an instrumental, it was just kind of a cool, catchy little song. And I ended up sending it to my friend John, who I have played music with through the years. And I would say within maybe a week or two, he sent me the track back with a full set of lyrics and you know, him playing him playing djembe. So he basically, I mean, and I didn't ask him to, you know, could you maybe write, you know, words to this song? It was never intended to be that. So it was kind of an accident, but I was just so impressed how he came up with a full set of lyrics for this song. Mm-hmm. And it originally had the title Turtle, and he kind of used that, I think, as inspiration for the words. So that's how it came together. It was just a happy accident. And my friend John sings on that song, and those are his words.
Because I could hear a different vocal. That was interesting you say that, because I was like, I wasn't sure, but okay, gotcha. It's cool though, like you did this instrumental thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody else can hear it and they're just totally inspired, and it's there, you know, with and that's something I talk about with people, like, what do you call it? Like the hook of the song, you know, or whatever the title, whatever sticks. I call it sticks to the wall, you know, whatever. Yeah. But that's crazy how you wrote something and it just was there. Cause it take me 6 months to write a good song.
Yeah,
it really does. All right, with that said, everybody, let's go ahead and take a listen to Turtle. We'll be right back with you.
Are you ready? Here we go. So the gunshot, and I took off. I didn't wanna let down any sneakers I just bought. A big sea of crowd, people all around. Come to boogie down to a new fantastic sound. The plan was to raise a hair. At the starting line, he gave me on his stare. He said, hey, dude, whenever you get back, make sure you scrub off all the sex slacks. As I walked along, strolling under the sun, I was so slow that I could talk to everyone. Dirt under my feet, going down the street, slowly but surely, every soul I saw to be.
Oh hey man, what's up? I haven't seen you in like a million years. Oh no way, that's awesome!
The hair was out of sight. I thought, oh, what's up, what point? But I kept my head up, laid out of shell, and kept on going. I found him asleep under this tree. He looked so comfortable under the leaves, stretched out in a hammock, and now I take the lead.
I went to my friend Jeremy and said, hey man, I gotta run. This mother flipper's been bugging me for a long time. I'm gonna win, I really wouldn't mind seeing him cry.
Took my little feet as fast as they could go. I went as fast as I could, even though I'm slow. And then he woke up and he was in shock. I was just a couple paces from the finish line. 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 The rabbit's crying.
And that was Turtle again. That you can tell that it's a different vocalist, but I do like that song, and it's amazing at the speed of light that he you know wrote that. But tell me a little bit what your goals are. I mean, you just released this. I think it was on January, what, 19th?
19th.
Okay. So are you going to be, do you guys go out and tour, go around and play places, or what do you do?
Well, this is kind of a unique album in that it's really, you know, I play most of the instruments on the songs, and so it's not really a band situation.
I understand.
And I'm not in a band currently, so you know, I kind of look at this as kind of a one-off musical, like a recording project. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe someday I would get a band together, and this would be kind of the springboard for a band. I don't have any plans to do that currently. If anything, I would like to just record another album, you know, come up with some new songs.
Fantastic. I am to the point where I played several shows, and then in 2015, I just finally, my life shifted a bit. And so now, I mean, I ended up putting out 20 singles after that, but it's okay to be a recording artist. It's okay to want to be behind the scenes, you know, And there's things you could do if you really want to put your music out there to the world, as far as, writing for other people or whatnot. But then you lose your originality. But the point is, you don't have to be a rock star on stage. And I think that's fascinating. That's wonderful you said that.
I agree. Yeah, the landscape of music is totally different now. And if you just want to record, you can record. You can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness. So we're going to listen to a last song here. But before we do, why don't you just tell people a little bit about where they can find your music and such?
Sure. Well, I would say the easiest thing to do would be to go to the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page has all the links. The album is available on Bandcamp. Yeah. If you still like CDs, here's the CD.
I am old school. Old school, even vinyls before then in the 70s. Yeah. But old school CDs, that's what mine are.
Yeah, I still love physical media. So CDs Bandcamp. Or records, I'm all about it. So yeah, the album's available on Bandcamp. If you like downloads, you can also sample it on Bandcamp. But just go to facebook.com/thefutureinreverse, and all the information is there.
Oh my gosh, great. I love that you're still doing the CDs. It's funny. I feel like I'm 20 and I think 48 years old, and now we're talking about CDs like they're the old worship vinyl. I not you, but I'm getting old. That just blows my mind. With that said, to all my fans on the Indie Music Room that have followed me for 5 years, let's go ahead and listen to The Future Is In Reverse. Once again, written, performed, recorded, mastered with Jeremy Fry. Okay, thank you. Here we go. Was The Future In Reverse. Like I was saying earlier, I don't feel that old. I feel like it's just, it kind of made me feel like I understand that song and that spectrum. It is, life is an interesting thing, and The Future In Reverse, that's something I think everybody can relate to. So with all of your music, typically, seems to be relatable to everybody, whether they make it mean what they do or not. It's good stuff. So I want to, again, Thank you for your interest in the Indie Music Room. How did you hear about me? Because I know it's been a while, but I've, you know, I used to do once a month, and now I'm doing two a month, so I'm getting, you know, more people. How did you hear about me in the beginning?
Well, I was looking for outlets that I thought would be interested in covering this album. And so I probably found you by maybe Googling Indie Music Podcast, and there you were.
Perfect. Well, it's been my privilege to meet you, and I, you know, keep on writing, and I think it's great that, you know, there's so many spaces for people. Not everybody has to be on stage. Not everybody needs to, I mean, everybody's got their own craft. We're talking, think about the work that goes behind putting on a show, the sound guys, the light guys, the drivers to get the things there. You know, it's astronomically incredible in my mind, but here you see at the home studio of Junior's Motel Recording Studio, I'm happy here. I don't need to go out late.
I would love to be there. I love studios.
Well, if you ever pop through the middle of Iowa, look me up, and we're here. So
will do.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks again, everybody. This was Jeremy Fry. I'm still going to mess it up. Jeremy Fry, I'll get that, I promise. And it was my pleasure to hear all your music. Keep on going. And everybody else, we will see you in a couple of weeks with the next artist of the week, month, whatever happens. Keep following me. That's the only way you'll know. With that said, everybody have a good night.
You've been listening to the Indie Music Room with Heather Kelly. Be sure to listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on FortDodgeRadio.com and subscribe for all our past and upcoming shows. The Indie Music Room is a production of FortDodgeRadio.com.